Canadians for Affordable Energy, Dan McTagg. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Wish it was for other reasons, though, Lauren. And I guess there's a very famous story of a great Canadian CBC reporter way back in the 1940s, Lowell Green. Lauren Green, actually. And his
Lauren Green,
his take wasn't Miss the Friendly Giant, actually, for those of us who are old enough. It was actually, he was the voice of doom, because every time he got on to say something's happening, our Canadian troops were losing as part of the Allies against Germany in the early, very early days. Nevertheless, good to be here, and I don't want to be like Lauren Green, constantly be the bearer of news.
The bearer of bad news, but it is bad news if you look at the pumps. And is the price increase we've seen over the past couple of days, and I've seen it anywhere between $1.30 and $1.35 here in Belleville, yep. just on my way in this morning. Is this because of what's going on in the Middle East right now?
It is, and it's really the first of several hits to come. I really want to be emphatic about that point. What's happened is gas stations, traditionally in the Belleville-Quinte area, have discounted their retail margins. In other words, you know, to honor credit cards, to pay the electricity to turn on their pumps, they often give away that 10-cent margin in order to stay competitive, and they get from their supplier a bit of goodwill or a little bit of support so they can sell other things in their store that they can make up the difference, or selling diesel or premium gasoline. That's where they make their money. They don't make money in gasoline. But what's happened is they know the other shoe is about to drop, and here's how it works out. So that 125, 127, 128, going to 135, 136, will tomorrow be 142, 143. So it's up net 6 cents a liter wholesale with HST. Hmm. And the following day, another 6 cents a liter. So if you're paying $1.35, it's $1.41, $1.42 tomorrow. And by Thursday, $1.47, $1.48, pushing towards $1.50. I can't see to Friday, but given the scenario, it's pretty bad. And if that weren't bad enough, I really want people to understand, especially our people who keep our economy going, the trucks. Diesel is going up 13 cents a liter tomorrow. It looks like it's going up another 13 to 14 cents a liter on Thursday. So, you know, when you're buying 1,000 liters, you know, the fact is, if you don't fill up today, you're going to be winding up paying an extra $200, $300. That price, of course, will have to be passed on to consumers ultimately if this continues.
This is wild, but let me ask you, and this is what people don't understand. First of all, don't like Iran sells most of their oil to China. So it's not like we're utilizing Iranian oil. And isn't the oil that we have right now already here? So why are we paying more? I mean, I guess you know what I'm saying? Like, it's already here. It might already be. It's already in the at the gas station.
Well, a third of the country still imports oil from the Middle East. I mean, think about it, because we don't like pipelines in Canada. We've had this discussion, you and I, myriad times in the past, and a lot of people doubted it. But now, make no doubt, there are two factors here. One, we pay a global price for all of our commodities, and we get a global price for our commodities, more or less. The danger this time, Lauren, and like when you and I did this many, many times going back dozens, if not scores of years, is that the Canadian dollar is weak. Because there's no interest in buying a Canadian dollar. No one's investing in Canada, nowhere, not in housing, not in building, not in oil, not in gas, not in anything. It takes 137 pennies to buy a U.S. dollar. When we saw prices move up like this, we had the advantage of what you and I talked about many years ago, the petrodollar. So as oil went up, so did the value of the Canadian dollar, which served as a shield for a lot of consumers. But our willingness to go along with net zero, blocking pipelines, the whole green agenda is now going to really come back and bite us in the backside. And it is going to hit us really, really hard, because I see the Canadian dollar is falling again slightly this morning, even though oil is going up $4 or $5 a barrel in gasoline, as I mentioned, for Thursday. After tomorrow's hit of 6 cents increase, another 6 cent increase for gasoline, and diesel is doing the same, although it's probably getting worse. We trade into an international world. And that's, unfortunately, our short-sightedness in saying, no, we don't want to do these things, and not in my backyard, is going to wind up costing us far more than I think most of us are prepared to pay.
Wow. How high can this go? Is there any potential ceiling? Can you ever imagine the Carney government saying enough is enough, we'll have to figure this out?
Well, no. They've got to get off their net zero nonsense. This is crazy. This is the stuff that gave you not one, not two, but three carbon taxes. This is the stuff that has blocked pipelines. This is the stuff that puts massive regulations on emissions caps. This is the one that causes energy prices. By the way, everybody noticed that your hydro rates went up because of green energy passed 17 years ago. You went from 17 to 19.2 cents for time of use. That, I digress, but the point is that green energy is now starting to have a big impact. And yeah, people could say, well, we dropped the carbon tax last year, the consumer carbon tax. Yeah, but you restored it with the second carbon tax, which you and I have also talked about in the past. And that's now costing you about 8 cents a liter. That's now starting to hit, and it's substituting the so-called savings that we got last year. On top of that, something called an industrial carbon tax. Ask any industry in Quinte that makes or manufactures anything just how expensive it's becoming and how uncompetitive we're becoming as a result. But I digress. What's going to happen here, this is going to be a pretty big event. The longer this goes on, and I thought maybe by now, you know, Iran would have thrown in the towel and said uncle, but it's not. And it's hitting back at neighboring states who also produce oil worth about 20% of the world's oil. Not just that, they're hitting refineries and LNG projects in places like Qatar, Oman. They're hitting Bahrain, they're hitting UAE, they're hitting, there's a chance they might hit Kuwait. And they've actually shut down, for all intents and purposes, the Straits of Hormuz. That's the choke point for about 20 million barrels of oil every day. Lauren, put it in perspective, the world uses about 105 million barrels a day. Now, Canada produces about 4% of that. Iran produces about 3% of that. But Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, UAE, all those countries, Iraq, of course, all make up another, you know, 15 to 20%. So that's why we're paying much more for oil. It's one of the main reasons why gasoline is going up, but more importantly, why diesel is skyrocketing.
And yeah, the cost of an apple, a cost of a zucchini, cost of everything is going to go up if they cost of diesel goes up. It's simple economics.
It is. It really is. And you can talk about supply chains and whatnot. I did a project with here at affordableenergy.ca with Sylvain Charlevoix, the food professor, a few years ago. And I warned people. I said, this is, people can be trendy and cute and say, oh, I don't care about the price of gas. I'll go buy an electric vehicle or, you know, I'll take some other form of transportation. But you can't get around what's going to do to the impact on every other good and service that we use. I can hardly wait, and I say so in tongue-in-cheek, for the so-called, you know, what do they call this, energy or fuel surcharge bills to start hitting. They're going to come by next week. So everything is going to go up at a time in which we're having a problem with inflation. A bad situation is about to be made a lot worse on a very weakened economy.
Well, this has just been wonderful. Always a pleasure.
The voice of doom, here he is.
Always a pleasure. I guess the get gas today. Fill your tank today.
Please. Yeah. Please, I'm begging people. And I've tweeted, I said, please don't, you know, heed my warning. You and I have been doing this for a long time. 30 years of trying to save people some money. This is the time to fill up today. And bring the yellow jerry can with you, too, for gasoline and for diesel. So don't forget, the diesel goes in the yellow jerry can.
Okay. Dan McTagg, if somebody wants to find out more about Canadians for Affordable Energy, how do they do so?
Affordableenergy.ca, and I have the gas price prediction site for many cities, although not here for Quinte, Belleville, but what happens in Ottawa and Toronto is pretty much the same what we're going to see here in between. Again, that 10-cent retail margin that gas stations love to give away to stay competitive, that's gone. They all realize that every single day it's going to cost them more tomorrow to replace the gasoline they're selling today.
All right, Dan McTagg, thank you so much for the information. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Lauren. Cheers.